Hello, this is Elder Brandon Hartfield. We're thankful to have this opportunity to come and be on the radio broadcast again this week. We certainly desire the prayers of those of you that know the Lord, and by the Lord's help, we certainly pray that we could be used of God to be a blessing. And before we get started with the message today, we do want to look to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day, Lord, we're so thankful for the many wonderful things that you've done for us. Father, you've been so good to us, so much better than we deserve. And Father, we pray that you would lead, guide, and direct in the service. Father, you know the need of the hour better than we do. And Father, you know how to accomplish your will by the aid of your Holy Spirit better than we could ever try. Father, we pray that you'll bless in the message. Help the lost to see their need of your Son. Help us that are saved to see our need to follow and trust in you in all that we do. And Father, may your will be accomplished through it all. And may we give you the praise for the good that is done. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we come today, we're going to turn to the book of Proverbs. And we're going to look at several different things. The last 2 weeks, we dealt with contentment and covetousness. And I know that we're doing kind of a quick overview of it. We're not just digging in and dealing with a lot of things. I know there's a lot of scriptures and a lot of things that you can read through. But we're trying to follow the Holy Spirit and what he's led us to preach on, and not trying to take more time or to do something that God would not be honored and pleased with. But we want to accomplish his will and follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit and all these things. And our burden is today to turn and find out what's better. And the book of Proverbs is a great place to turn. We're going to begin in chapter 15. If you're sitting at home or if you're able to read your Bible and turn with us and read these. I know these will be some precious scriptures to you. The book of Proverbs has always been a great book to me in many ways because it speaks on the basics. It speaks on the basic things that we need to know in life to be a good Christian, to be the people that God would have us to be. And it teaches us so much. I go back and read the book of Proverbs quite often because I need to be reminded constantly of a lot of things. And it's just such a wonderful place to turn, to learn, to grow from. But in studying over the years, there's something that has always stuck out to me in this book. And it's the word better. The word better. And I noticed that in this book, you've got a father who is a king. For the most part of this book, that's what you have. You have Solomon teaching his son. He is a king. And his son is a prince. And he's teaching him how to be a king. So, well, I'm never going to be a king. Well, if you're saved, you're part of a royal priesthood. You might want to remember that. Also, on top of that, you know, if you're a man, you're the king of your castle, your home. And it doesn't matter how big your home is, that's your place of domain. And the wives are the queen. And the children, you're to raise them up that one day they're going to be kings and queens at their home. So we have our own responsibilities and our own jurisdiction to work through there. And so these things are good for all of us. But teaching us what is better, and it amazes me, you know, you think a king, well, you want more prestige, you want more money, you want more statues, you want more acclaim, but that's not what the father teaches his son in these passages of scripture. He teaches him that one day you're going to meet God. There's a judgment coming even for a king. And you need to make sure that you live your life in a way that's honorable and pleasing to God. Not for salvation, because that only comes through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But to have a clear conscience toward God. To lay up treasure where it's really important, and that's in heaven. And so there are things that are better. I want to deal with that, and I want to dig into things that are better. And saying something is better, does it mean the other thing is not worth anything? It really doesn't, does it? It's just saying that one is more valuable than the other. One's more important than the other. It doesn't mean that the other has no importance. It's just saying that, you know, some things are more important than others. To say this, does the Bible ever teach that money is not important? Let's deal with that. Deal with financials. Does the Bible teach that money has no importance? Do you know that it never teaches that? It never says that money is of no importance. Never teaches that. It teaches that there are things more valuable than money is what it teaches. You know, even in Timothy, or Paul's writing to young Timothy, you know, he deals with the subject, and I've had people use these things, and just to show you how people misuse Scripture, the Bible says that bodily exercise profiteth little. Does that mean exercise is worthless? Or that eating healthy is worthless? Or washing our hands is worthless? Or all these other things that people like to misuse in Scripture? Did he say that bodily exercise is worthless? No. That's absolutely not what he said. But he said, compared to eternal things, it profits you little. It doesn't profit you nothing. But in the scheme of things, it profits you little. Is God saying don't exercise? Certainly not. Is he saying to be a glutton? Certainly not. That's not taught in Scripture. What he is saying is there are things more valuable than exercise. There are people who literally will take an hour out of their day, every day, some people more than that, because they're concerned about their physical health. And I gotta eat this, and I can't eat that, and I gotta exercise at least an hour today, and I've gotta do this great exercise, and I've gotta have 6-pack abs, and you know, it's gonna help me live longer, and all these other things. You could die of cancer tomorrow. Let's just be honest. Again, am I belittling exercise? No. Listen, I woke up this morning, and I'll tell you what I did this morning when I woke up. I actually did a little exercising. I don't do as much as I need to, but I like to exercise. Last week, I went hiking in the mountains. You know, I hiked 15 miles in 1 week while we were there in the mountains for 5 days. I enjoyed it. I enjoy being physically active. I enjoy getting out in the yard and throwing the football with my son. I enjoy bow hunting. I enjoy, I've ran 5Ks before and things of that nature. There's things that I enjoy. But that exercise is not near as important. And even on top of that, listen, I took a vitamin this morning. I try to take one every morning. And I had it with a glass of Welch's grape juice because that's healthy. And also, you know, well, this grape juice tastes good too. But you know, there's things that I do, and I'm not against health. But I do understand that there are things more important than natural health. There's things more important than bodily exercise, where it profits a short amount of time. Spiritual things are far more important than these natural things. But there's a lot of people that spend a lot more time on exercising their body than exercising their spirit in the Lord. Which one's more important? Is it more important to get up and read my Bible and pray? Or is it more important to do, you know, 300 sit-ups and 500 push-ups or whatever? Which one's more important? In saying that, am I diminishing exercise? No. But I'm saying one is more valuable than the other. And when you study the book of Proverbs, you find that there are things that are better. And let's deal with these things. Let's go through them. But let's begin in verse 16 of Proverbs chapter 15. It says, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better. Better is to have less money than to have treasure and trouble therewith. Now, is he saying it's wrong to have a good bit of money? No. He's saying it's more important to have unity. It's more important to have the relationships in the right place than to get gain where there's trouble. In other words, be careful how you get your money. If you get it in an ill way, if you have to cheat somebody, or you have to misuse somebody, or you have to compromise your morals and your values to get it, it's not worth it. Money isn't everything, is what he's saying there. He's not saying money's nothing. He's just saying it's better to have less with the fear of the Lord. It's better to have a clear conscience between you and God than to be focused on money. Gain financially isn't everything. In verse 17 he says, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stall of ox and hatred therewith. Again, better. Dinner of herbs, let's just be honest, dinner of herbs is not near as good as a steak. It's just not. Something good about steak, ain't it? But I tell you what, I'd rather have less at my table and have a better relationship with my family, with my neighbors, that it's better to have less than to have more with hatred. It's better. Chapter 16, verse 8. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Revenue isn't everything, is it? It is more important to have righteousness than riches, is what the Bible teaches us. Righteousness is more important than money. And I'll tell you this, again, this is a king talking to a prince. A prince has been brought up with money and had all these possessions. And he's saying, son, the possessions aren't everything. And if there's a lesson you need to learn, you need to learn what's better. You know, there's a lot of kings and there's a lot of rulers that are more concerned. You look at Rome and they want to build statues and they want to build monuments. And listen, they spent themselves into oblivion, kind of like we're doing now in America, you know. We're spending into oblivion. And we can't live within a budget, no matter how big that budget is. Because we've got to get more, because it's about buying votes, if you don't know. That's what it's about. And every time a congressman or senator is usually presenting a budget plan or a spending plan, guess what they're trying to do with it? They're trying to buy votes. But a rational person would say, hey, we're spending more than we're taking in. This isn't wise. This is foolish. And it would be better if we're living in righteousness. Then we have all this revenue. And I tell you what, as much as we're spending, as much as we're doing, you've never seen a time where we have as much hatred for one another. You know why? Because we're more concerned with our revenue, what we can get, what we can gain, than we are about loving one another. That's what it's about. Be better if we had righteousness, wouldn't it? Even if we had less. It's what the Bible teaches, isn't it? And again, this is a person going to be king. He's learning how to deal with the nation. And he's teaching him, son, gold in the treasury isn't near as important as the righteousness of the nation. And that begins with the righteousness of the king, doesn't it? Guess who's the king at your house if you're the man? You are. Guess who's the queen? You're the woman and the wife and the mother. You are. Guess what, children? If your parents are buying you a lot of expensive gifts, but they're not teaching you how to work and how to be honorable and how to be respectful, and mainly to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be at church, and to put serving the Lord above serving yourself, if that's not the lessons you're learning, you're after personal gain, personal revenue, instead of righteousness. You're missing out, aren't you? Verse 16 of chapter 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. It's better. Gold's pretty good, isn't it? Silver, what, $2,000 an ounce right now? Gold's nice. An ounce isn't that much. I mean, that's a small coin. Silver's pretty high up too, isn't it? What, $26, $28 an ounce? I don't know. It's on up there. For 1 ounce. He said, you know what, it's better? Better to get wisdom. Wisdom is more valuable than gold. Wisdom is more valuable than silver. It's better to get wisdom. Because you know what? When you don't have all the gold, wisdom still matters. And if you have the gold, wisdom still matters. Wisdom is better. And see, as we as God's people, you know what we need to be focused on? We need to be focused on that which is better. What's better? Is it better to be in righteousness, or is it better to get gain for myself? What's better? And you better be careful how you choose, and you better be careful how you live, because you're saying what is better, and we better be careful what we're teaching our children. Is it more important to play in a ball game? Is it more important to just have fun? Or is it more important to learn how to live in righteousness, to sacrifice, and to serve God? What's better? Chapter 17, verse 1. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. You know, there's a lot of people that will say, well, I give a lot to the church. Reminds me of King Saul. You know, he was commanded to go in and utterly destroy a nation, its people, and all of its ox and animals, everything. But instead, Samuel comes to King Saul, and he says, have you done what God commanded you to do? Oh, yes, I've done that. He said, that's funny. Then what's all this lowing of oxen that I hear? Oh, we're going to sacrifice that unto the Lord. He said, does God want sacrifice or obedience? You know, I can read you scriptures where God said that His nostrils, you know, the smoke from the sacrifice just made Him sick. How He looked at the sacrifice of the people, He said, I'm drunk on sacrifice. I'm sick of sacrifice. Because people weren't repenting. They weren't changing. They weren't allowing God to have rule and reign in their life. And He says, not sacrifices that I wanted. I want you to repent. And notice that He's using poverty in this instance, as He does in many cases. Better is a dry morsel. I mean, He's just painting this picture. A dry morsel. A morsel's nothing. It's such a small amount of food that you can't even live on. But He says, that's better. Where there's quietness, where there's peace, where there's unity, than a house full of sacrifices and strife. Chapter 19, verse 1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. God loves integrity. He loves it. He hates pride. He despises it. He hates lying. A person that lives in integrity, the truth matters. It's superior to any gain of himself. God says in Psalms that, you know, He loves the person that'll tell the truth, even to his own hurt. That's integrity, isn't it? God loves that. And that's what this father is teaching his son. He says integrity is more important than gain. Oh, you can lie and you can cheat people and you can steal and you can get gain for yourself. He says, but that's not worth it. How you get things in life matters. Having integrity and honesty, that matters. Whatever you do today, you got to sleep with tonight. More importantly, you're going to have to meet God with it in the future. Have a clear conscience between you and God. Have integrity. Have honesty. Have uprightness. He said that's better. It's better than any type of gain that you'll get. Some people say, you know, I'll sell my body to get gain. And God's going, no. That's not good. And we try to justify that in the world today. We'll justify pornography and we'll justify, you know, people showing off their bodies and living in lewdness and living in vulgarity and all these other things to get some gain in this world. And they'll say, well, I'm making a living for myself. And God said, it'd been better if you had done something different. It would have been better if you learned to live with less and kept your integrity. It would have been better. Integrity means something. You don't steal even when you're hungry. You have integrity. You uphold the truth. You uphold righteousness. God says that's better. You don't want to be perverse in your lips. You don't want to get gain through some evil way. You want to be in uprightness. Verse 22 of chapter 19. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. Comes back to a lot of the same thing, doesn't it? God can't stand lying. If I have to lie to get gain, then it's not worth it. God says, better is a poor man than a liar. Do we value the same things that God values, or do we value stuff? Do we have hatred and envy towards people that have more than we do because we're covetousness people? Or can we have integrity even if we have less? Can we be the people that God has called us to be? Chapter 21, verse 9. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. And all the men said, amen. And all the women said, do you know what it's like to live with a brawling man? Because it applies to both sides, doesn't it? I tell you how, what, there's not a house big enough to deal with a broken home, broken unity, and a family that's so focused about stuff. Number one reason for a divorce in our day and time is arguments over money. It's not infidelity. It's not all these other things that you would think about. It's arguing over money, stuff. It's when a husband and wife can't sit down and budget together and be a family together, be one flesh together, pressing toward the same goals in Christ. It's when we're selfish. Man's got to get the bass boat or I've got to play my golf or got to have my sports collection or all these other things. The woman's got to have a fancy dress or got to have the name brand purse or all these other things. When it becomes about stuff instead of the relationship. And a big enough house that can deal with all those things, is it? It shouldn't be about stuff. Later on, he says it's better to dwell, in verse 19, he says it's better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. It'd be better to live in the woods with the animals. Because that contention is too much to deal with. What's better? man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. But I tell you what, you better make sure you found yourself a wife, because some people are focused on the appearance. Oh, she's so pretty. Well, beauty fades. Beauty fades. Let me say this while we're on the subject. You go to Proverbs chapter 31 and you look at the virtuous woman. She brought great value to that home. Her husband saw her value. Her children saw her value. And the woman herself understood her value. Her husband safely trusted her. And that didn't mean he just trusted her not to cheat. He trusted her to go out and buy a piece of land and it became profitable. He trusted her with the house. He trusted her with the kids. He trusted her with kindness, with charity, with giving. That was a trust. There was a unity there. Because they were focused on honoring God. And they were focused. And listen, it looks like they had a pretty successful life. And even had possessions. But the focus wasn't the possessions. She was even arrayed in some purple and fine linens. She had some nice stuff. But the focus wasn't the stuff. Her character was more valuable than the stuff. Beauty fades. Character doesn't. In fact, character makes you more beautiful. There are things that are better than just looks. There are things that are more valuable than money. Chapter 25 and verse 24 says, it is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wide house. Again, there are things that are better. Unity of your home is important. Unity in your religion, in your faith, and your values is important in a marriage. Chapter 27, verse 10. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. Friendship is important. And to have friends, you must first show yourself to be friendly. I'll say this, you must show yourself to be trustworthy. Relationships with people are more important than stuff. When you have the trust of your neighbors and when you can trust them, it means more than money. Knowing there's people who have your back, the fellowship of God's people is so important. The fellowship of even a preacher with the church members, and they knowing that they can trust him to stand for the truth and not be concerned with filthy lucre, but to be concerned with the spirituality of the body is very important. There are things that are better in life. There are things that are more important than others. God has never taught that having possessions or even making gain in life is evil. He's never taught that. He just told us there are things that are more valuable than possessions. He's taught us that people are important. Your relationship with your spouse is important. Your relationship with your children is important. The most important relationship you have of all is your relationship with God through Christ. And all those things are significantly more important than money. More important than possessions, more important than prestige, more important than appearance in this world. There are things that are better. And I hope we understand what's better. And if we do understand what's better, then we understand the difference between covetousness and contentment. We understand where those things fit together. Contentment does not mean lazy. It does not mean I don't have a desire to grow or mature. And covetousness doesn't mean that I don't want to have any possessions or things. It just means that they're not more important than people, and they're certainly not more important than my relationship with God. I can lose my possessions, but I can't do without my integrity and my relationship with God. I pray that we understand that, and I pray it could be a blessing. If you have anything on your heart, 601-606-4681. Heavenly Father, use this message for your honor and glory, for the good accomplished through it. Let us step aside and give you the praise, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.